Hi, everybody. I'm Sweeney Murdy. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Thursday, March 25th. Yankees and Phillies in a wild one in Clearwater, and Aaron Judge hit his first home run of the spring in this one. It was a shot, and more on that coming up in just a minute. I wanted to talk a little bit about Clint Frazier because I feel like we haven't talked about him a whole lot this spring. It's been a pretty quiet spring for Clint Frazier, and that's not a bad thing because usually when we talk about Clint Frazier in spring training, there are a lot of other things going on around him and a lot of noise. And really, since the Yankees basically said that he's got himself a position that he comes into spring training as the opening day left fielder, as a starting left fielder, it felt like a lot of that noise just kind of went away, and Clint Frazier could just go about being himself as a player. Now, he didn't have this massive spring with a bunch of home runs, but he also didn't have a terrible spring. It's kind of in the middle, and he's healthy, and he's confident, and he's ready to go. I think it's significant that we are talking about Clint Frazier as a guy contributing to this team, and not something that is distracting from this team. Part of the reason that he can kind of blend in here is the health of everybody else at the start of the year. Remember, as he's bouncing up and down from the majors to the minors, the reason he usually gets promoted to the majors is because of an injury to somebody else. Now, everybody is healthy. He still has his starting spot in left field, and he is part of a juggernaut lineup, or an expected juggernaut lineup. So, Clint Frazier, little peace of mind, some health, and really not a lot of extra noise going on around him. I asked how he thought his spring was going.
I think it's gone good. You know, obviously in the last 10 or so at bats, it hasn't, you know, gone exactly in my favor. But I think I've just kind of tried to lay as low as I can. And you know, with all the guys that we have in the lineup around us, it's pretty easy to kind of fall under the radar considering all those guys are the star power. So that's kind of just what I've been trying to do, is go out there and try to build on the season that I had last year and just keep it rolling.
A lot of your opportunity in the past has usually come because there have been injuries. So you come up when different guys are hurt. But when everybody's healthy, what kind of pressure does that take off of you in the lineup?
I don't even know if I've experienced, you know, the full healthy lineup, because my opportunities really have came whenever other people have, you know, fallen suspect to whatever reason puts me in that lineup. But, you know, obviously I think for us, anyone feels a relief of pressure whenever, you know, everyone's healthy, because we have such a strong lineup top to bottom. And it's kind of fun to get stashed down there in the 8-9 hole. Just so, you know, just because, you know, I feel like by the time some of those pitchers get to me, they're probably looking at it like a sigh of relief, you know, because that's what our lineup does. So it gives me an opportunity to, you know, sometimes capitalize on someone just, you know, taking in a bat off.
You've had a lot of confidence in your ability, and for good reason. Did you ever think you'd be sitting here saying, wow, I'm glad I'm batting eighth?
No. You know, but it's not a bad gig. You know, obviously, you know, a lot of guys have had tremendous amount of success to put themselves in a position to hit higher than me in the lineup. And I think this year I'm just excited and elated to be in the lineup rather than somebody who's trying to crack the lineup. And obviously the goal becomes to stay in there and to, you know, keep building off of how good this team is.
Now, keep in mind that Frazier and Gary Sanchez are going to be batting in that bottom third of the batting order. So these are two guys who, on any other team, are batting very high in the order, middle of the order, top of the order. And the Yankees, at this point, have depth to cover that. So I think it's going to be an interesting year for Clint Frazier. And he has aspirations. He has some goals in mind. He spoke of wanting to just be on the all-star ballot. You know, he has all-star capability, and why shouldn't he? He's a very high draft pick. The legendary bat speed, we'll be hearing about him forever. And here he is, he's getting himself a shot. It's going to be a very meaningful opening day to Clint Frazier. And it's going to be fun to see him kind of hit the ground running here once the games start and ratchet things up a little bit. I do believe it's a different kind of pressure, not the same pressure that he's faced the last few years, trying to show something in order to stay in the big leagues, in order to, once he gets that couple of at-bats, to try to produce to keep those at-bats. I think he's in a much different state of mind. Physically, we mentioned this before, just more time removed from that concussion a couple of years ago, and now he's ready to show who he can be as a baseball player. It might be kind of fun to watch Clint Frazier this year, especially in a fully healthy Yankee lineup. A lineup that includes Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. We know the troubles they have had staying in the lineup. Judge hit his first home run on Thursday night in Clearwater. It was a mammoth shot to left that... Well, it cleared everything at the Phillies ballpark there in Clearwater. And Frazier said he kind of had an inkling that Judge was about ready to get that first homer out of the way. And it was because of batting practice earlier. This is Clint Frazier talking about the home run that Judge hit and what he sees. Judge and Stanton, too, part of this Yankee lineup with a week to go for opening day.
I don't think I was the only one feeling like he was going to, you know, crack out of a drought in homers today, just because of the BP that he had. I mean, it's just a matter of time, you know. He's a special player, and I'm a lot smaller than him, so I don't try to emulate his game too much.
What do you mean about his BP, Clint?
I saw him hit a ball over the batter's eye in at the field today, and I don't know if anyone realized how far that is. Being the guy that hits behind Aaron in batting practice, it's usually a hard act to follow. But, you know, he is a – him and Stanton are just two guys where, you know, you stop what you're doing at all times and just watch the trajectory off the bat and how far it goes. And both those guys put on a show and MVP today. And, you know, I cracked the joke with Stanton asking him, don't you feel like you should be on a field that's bigger than the one that you're on right now? He said, yeah. But, you know, it was just one of those days where they were putting on a show, so you kind of felt it in the air.
Judge, Stanton, both healthy. There's a week to go. Not everybody's tearing the cover off the ball, but that's really the least important thing at this point. You know what their ability is, and you just want everybody to be healthy. And it's fun to listen to Frazier talk about his place in this lineup and the other guys in this lineup. There's a lot of places for them to do damage here, and as long as they make it through for another week without any major injuries, it's going to be fun to watch this lineup and see what they can do. The Yankee pitching staff, we'll see how that takes shape, and we'll get more into that over the next few days as we start to see how the starters line up and maybe have some bullpen decisions figured out and the rest of that roster figured out with the outfield situation and all. But for now, another good day for the Yankees, especially with another day crossed off of spring training, closer to opening day, and what looks to be a pretty fully healthy lineup ready to go for the Yankees when they take on the Blue Jays next Thursday at Yankee Stadium on opening day. Remember to subscribe to WFAN's Baseball Insiders at radio.com, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You'll get my Yankees reports, Ed Coleman's Mets reports, delivered to you daily. And make sure you listen to WFAN Sunday morning. One more Sunday morning spring training baseball show featuring me and Ed Coleman on WFAN as we get you set for opening day, which is coming up next week. And I think we're all excited to get the games going for real. Thanks for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.